rest of the story. Ethel had had enough. Her marriage was over. 35 years wedded to a workaholic salesman, a schemer-dreamer whose wild ideas kept plunging the family deeper and deeper in debt. That was at least one year too many. And now, just as things were beginning to stabilize, along comes another dream and another deep debt, so Ethel had had enough. By the way, I guess you should meet Ethel's husband, Raymond, otherwise known to his business associates as Mr. Multimixer. His tribulations comprised the rest of the story. It was a mixing machine, that's all it was, a dairy product mixing machine for restaurants and soda fountains, but at $150 a unit, it sold pretty well. Raymond and another fellow owned that business outright. Actually, Raymond was the only one actively involved. Back in the late 30s, armed with a big sample case and an impressive handshake, he haunted dairy association conventions and dining establishments across the nation. He gave everything he had to it, really. He'd work a convention for 14 hours and then entertain prospective customers until 3 in the morning, only to rise at dawn, ready to collar the next client. So now it's 1954, and Raymond is 52. He's a battle-scarred veteran of the business wars. By now he has diabetes and incipient arthritis, half of his thyroid gland and no gallbladder at all. So he goes to wife Ethel and says, "Hey, I've just signed this deal." Well, she'd heard that song before. "Another big debt?" she asked. And the answer was yes. And Ethel was stunned. During the early years of the marriage, she'd patiently watched and waited as Raymond grabbed for brass ring after brass ring, and the ups were always followed by downs, like the time her husband was forced to buy out his multi-mixer business partner for $68,000 when the family was already $100,000 in debt. "We'll take out another mortgage on the house," was Raymond's solution. But no solution ever seemed to solve the main problem. Ethel was married to one of those dreamers who wakes up one day at the bottom of the heap, indebted and despondent, and there you are beside him. It was a whale of an argument that Ethel and Raymond had that last night, followed by a crushing silence that never lifted. The door between them was closed. It would never open again. For a little while longer, they went through the motions, but then were divorced. The smartest thing she ever did, Ethel's friends said. And it was just that last one deal that did it. If Raymond had only sold multi-mixers for the rest of his life, Ethel's confidence in him might have increased. Their marriage might have been spared if he'd only gone on selling multi-mixers. But Raymond was, as I say, an American dreamer. He was a man sold on the naive concept that if you work a little harder and a little longer than the next guy, and if you take enough risks in the right direction, one day he was sure he would be sitting on top of the world. I told you that Raymond spent most of his life selling multi-mixers. But the business deal that drove the final wedge between him and his wife, between Ethel and Ray Kroc, K-R-O-C, was the last risk Ray took. That was when she walked out on him, when he bought into a burgeoning hamburger franchise operation called McDonald's. And now you know the rest of the story.